Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT Live at CES is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 30% off your new account for 3 months, go to Squarespace.com and use offer code CES1.
And by Ford, featuring voice-activated Sync App Link. Now you can control select smartphone apps with your voice, so you keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Check it out in the 2012 Ford Fiesta and at Ford.com/technology. Leo Laporte here, and we are here to give you the latest skinny from the Consumer Electronics Show. And look, and lo and behold, there he is, the man of the hour, Dick DiBartolo, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend. Hey, Dick.
Leo,
how many CESs is this for you?
I think it's probably 28 or 29, somewhere in there.
Wow. Yeah, I think there's been 47. Is that what we figured out?
Yes.
So it started in the 60s and was originally, I think, a TV. I'm trying to remember what. We interviewed last year was so much fun, the guy who started CES.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, neither can I.
But he was great.
Yes.
And it's really gone crazy since then. 150,000 people last year, 4,800 booths. I think it's 4,700 this year. They've united with the PMA show, which is a camera show. So there'll be a lot of photography stuff here. But Dick is a little different. You know, you, Alex, you go... Oh, by the way, Dick DiBartolo, Alex Lindsay is also
here. We're old buddies.
Alex...
I think every time we go to one of the shows,
Alex looks for, like, the, you know, the expensive, cool stuff. You look for the cheesy stuff.
Yeah, cheesy but fun. cheesy but things that you'll want to have.
Hey, oh... Thank you, B Woogie, the man, the myth, the mustache.
Oh, that's good.
Write that down.
I like it.
Write that down.
As someone sent me an email saying that Dick puts the eck in tech. You know, Matt always used E-E-C-H. So I put the eck in tech.
Well, we're really glad to have you. Have you yet had a chance to go look at some...
Yeah, you know, I have a couple quickie things. You have
all right.
time for that?
Well, now, before we do that, let's Alex has brought something very cool.
Oh.
I was really
excited.
Let's do this
to start.
Yeah. No, so I was...
This is all your stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought this was just neat stuff on the desk.
No, he makes this
it is,
stuff.
But, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we'll say hi to Joe Atkin. What's your company, Joe?
It's Goal Zero.
Goal Zero.
Yep.
And I'm guessing, just looking, that you make solar panels.
We do. Yep, our solar panels charge everything from like cell phones to for refrigerators, actually.
So you actually make cases. Like, is that an iPad case?
Well, no, this is an actual solar panel. It's about the size of an iPad.
Oh, I see.
But
so it's not a case.
Nope.
You would bring that along with your device, and you would, let's say you're camping and you can't get to a power plug. Yep. You'd open that up. Now, show it. Tilt it up a little bit so we can see it. It's got a battery in there as well?
So this is just the solar panel, and then here's the battery.
Got it.
So if you want to store the power and use it at night or something like that, there you go.
So the thing, the problem I've always had with these is how long it takes to charge so that I can get one decent charge on my phone and my iPad. So tell me, how much time am I going to have to spend in the sun?
Well, it's about 2 to 3 hours to charge up an iPhone.
What? That's nothing.
I know.
That's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
So
2 to 3 hours is enough charge to fully charge an iPhone.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have this much solar panels.
Well, that's not that much. That's two panels.
Right, but typically what's out there on the market for, you know,
$100,
they're
kind of
like this type of stuff, right? So
like
it takes 2 to 3 days.
Right.
And so
completely
what
useless. In fact, Dick, you've shown some of those on the Gizmos.
We had some, exactly.
Yeah. In fact, I bought one that I put in the window of my car, and it did. 3 days later, it still didn't have enough charge.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What you'd like to do is maybe continue to run your iPhone. Is it enough juice to do that? No.
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, this is the only solar panel I know of that will actually charge an iPhone right off of it.
So I could plug my iPhone cable into that USB port.
Now, we talking sunshine only or...
On sunshine. Sunshine.
Direct sun.
Direct sun.
Yeah, okay. So the way the iPhones are made is you have to have a certain amount of current or it doesn't take anything. And this actually gives enough current that you can just plug it directly in, or you can plug it into the power pack and take it later, you know.
Oh, okay, great.
So
and the power pack goes into that thing?
Yeah, this is a little pouch. Yeah,
now, here's a question for you. Now, power pack has AA batteries in it?
Yeah.
So you a minute. So, it's not like lithium ion.
Nope.
It's rechargeable. Are they nickel metal hydride?
They're nickel metal hydrides, exactly. Oh. So you can pop them out. It's the only one that actually does both. So it acts as a recharger and it acts as a power pack.
So that would be very useful because I have cameras and other devices that will use AA batteries, flashlights. Yeah.
And you could charge up a bunch of them. So you could have like 16 batteries.
Sure.
And if you have all day and you have power, you can just kind of roll them through so that later that night you have something that goes all the way through the evening. So that's and you could use any batteries that are off the, you know, any batteries that you can go out and buy.
So Energizers, whatever. These are Goal Zero batteries in here because they're special.
You make your own?
Yeah, we make our own. Wow. These are low self-discharge batteries.
That's one problem with nickel metal hydrides. They leak, basically, not chemically, but they leak power over time. If you put them in a flashlight, a year later, there's no juice left.
Right.
So yours don't trickle out as much?
So the average ones trickle out after 6 months.
Right.
They need to recharge. These will last 18 months.
All right, so let's get some specs. How many watts do we get?
This is a 7-watt solar panel.
Well, that's pretty good. Not enough to charge an iPad, but enough to charge an iPhone.
That's every hour.
7 watts an hour?
Yeah. So,
wow. Well, that's pretty good.
So just as depending on how much. But so basically what you can do here.
How many volts are we getting here?
This is a 12-volt adapter. Okay. So this is just like
that's
your
like
car
a
adapter.
Car adapter, yeah.
And then it also has USB. So.
And that's whatever the USB spec is.
Yeah, so it's like the only panel that has both that actually does 12-volt and USB.
Okay, let's play a game, Dick. Price is Right.
Oh.
I'm guessing $259.
I was going $299. Oh, he's laughing. We're either
way low or way high.
Yeah,
way low.
I think it's way low too.
Yeah, so it's $99.
What?
So yeah, you can buy
for the whole thing.
And Best
I want
buy
it now.
And
that's
guys,
great.
So.
That's cool.
And then look at the big one.
The problem is I have to go out in the sun, right? Okay, I'm
just send one of your minions.
You have workers.
Send a minion. Yeah, send a minion out.
I don't like to leave the cave.
Just go leave this in the sun, then you go back into
your
cave.
Oh, I can rush back in.
Yeah,
does the word intern mean anything to you?
And you can find your way back in the cave with a little LED light, you know?
Dick, this is right up your alley.
It's
got everything
good.
Dick loves.
This is good.
Now, this big one is the one I'm going to get.
Yeah, so this is what we won the Innovations Award for this year. So this is a laptop solar charger. So if you want more than just a cell phone or an iPad or something like that, you can move up to the Sherpa 50, which charges all of the cell phones and iPads, but it also has a normal AC port. See that? So you can plug in DVD players, TVs, laptops, and you can charge a laptop directly off it. So if you're traveling around in the country or whatever, you hit an airport, you don't have to search for a plug anymore.
That's your plug.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And you can plug that in. If you have power,
you can plug it in and charge it up.
Absolutely. So you take it full, maybe, and then when you're out there, you can throw out.
How many milliamp hours or what? I don't know for something that big, how you rate those.
This is 50 watt hours.
50 watt hours.
Yeah. So it'll run a laptop for a couple hours. It'll recharge your iPhone about 10 times.
Wow.
On a single charge.
Wow.
How long does it take in a sunny day for that larger? This is a larger panel array.
Yeah, about 8 hours.
About 8 hours.
Yeah, so it's about a one-day charge.
Is this in this an outfit or is this a separate in this? Separate?
Yeah, you can buy it individually, but it also is purchased as a kit.
As a kit.
Yeah, so we try to sell them
to
as
be
kits.
Up there.
Yeah, this one's a $399 MSRP.
Okay.
Yeah, for the whole kit,
including the panels.
Yeah. Panels and so typically that panel's about $399.
I know that's a good price.
That's excellent.
And these are separate. You know, you can separate them. So if you don't need the inverter, you can just take that separately. You know, so
I think campers, backpackers, anybody who's spending time outside, this is going to be huge.
And we do a lot of shooting. You know, way in the middle of nowhere.
Photographers will love this. Yeah,
absolutely.
And if you're in travel and you say, "Hey, I'm always buy a wall plug, but I just need extra juice," you just buy the battery pack. It's $249.
Wow, that is great.
50 watts, 50 watt hours.
50 watt hours, yep.
Okay, that'll give you some idea. That's a lot of juice in there.
Yeah, we make LED lighting and stuff as well. That'll run.
That's how you got started,
hours.
Right?
Yeah, we got started in the Congo in Africa.
What?
And so it was kind of weird because it was really more of a cause looking for a business. So we got started and the founder was over in Africa doing humanitarian work.
That's neat.
Yeah, and he's like, "I want to help you guys like create businesses that you can basically provide for yourself instead of just giving you money." And so they started talking to him. They said, all of us have cell phones, but none of us have power.
Right. Huge problem.
Yeah. So he said, well, if I can get you guys some power, can you sell it even, like door to door? And they said, yeah. And so he went back to source them. But so
they lay out the solar cells and charge it up, and then they go from door to door saying, want to plug in?
Yeah. Or they start like, you know, an internet cafe.
Right. Or have a cafe.
Like an internet cafe, but it's a charging cafe.
Charging cafe.
So for a quarter, I'll charge up your cell phone.
Oh, man.
You know? It reminds you of that. There's the Denzel Washington movie, Eli or whatever. They're like trading stuff to get his iPod, you know, charged back up again. And but yeah, I mean, out there, I mean, the idea of cell phones or charges or, you know, trading. You know, in India, I know that they actually rent phone usage.
Right. You know, I've seen the carts that you plug in and all that.
Yeah.
So this is great. Goal is it goalzero.com?
Goalzero.com, yeah.
And the goal is zero emissions, zero what?
Well, you know, it stands for our core three principles, which are our values, which are zero apathy, so have passion, zero regrets, take risks, and zero boundaries, which is don't be afraid to explore.
I love that. So that sounds like
a way to live.
Great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
It's great. Well, it's so nice to meet you, Joe. Thank you for coming by. And people can buy these online, or do you sell them? You said REI has, do they have both of them?
Yeah, so you can buy them online, but we also have great retailing partners. Good. So we're in Lowe's, Costco, REI, Cabela's, Bass Pro.
So we're probably showing people something they all know about. They're going, Leo, everybody has these. What are you crazy?
I hadn't seen it, so I was just like,
I think I'm going to get the big buddy.
Yeah, and this launches in June. You know, and
it's not out yet. Okay.
Yeah, this one launches in June, and these are out in the store. So, you know, we're just launching with Best Buy as well right now.
I think $99 is a great price point.
That is a great price point.
Including the car charger and the USB charger and the batteries.
Yeah, and the batteries, stuff. You know, it's going to be a little bit more for the battery pack. This is $59, so a total of $159 retail.
For everything.
Okay. Every once in a while you'll find. So.
Thank you, Pete. Joe, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, goalzero.com. I really like the philosophy, too.
Absolutely.
That is really neat. We're going to take a break. Dick has brought some stuff. A
couple things.
Do you have some stuff, too?
I showed my stuff.
Don't show it again. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
That's all I have to say.
No, but Dick has brought some crap.
Oh, I have good crap today.
Good crap. As we wander the halls of CES, Dick always goes to those little offbeat play. I actually got somewhere, I don't know where I was, where all the announcements were in Chinese.
Went too far.
I'm not kidding. I thought, is this CES or have I strayed too far? We're going to take a break, come back in just a second. But first, thank you to Squarespace.com, providing the wherewithal for us to do our coverage of CES. As you might imagine, it costs a little bit of money to come down here, get all this equipment here. And so we're really grateful to all of our sponsors for making this possible. You know, I don't have to talk about Squarespace that much. In fact, I'm sitting next to a guy who's Squarespace's biggest evangelist.
All of our sites. DV Garage, PixelCore, my own site, they're all on Squarespace.
I think it's so great. Squarespace is hosting and software. So it's a combination of the two. When people ask me, I need to make a site, you know, in the past I've always had to say, well, first you got to get a domain name, then you got to find a web hosting company, then you have to find some software, then you have to install the software on the host. I mean, it's just elaborate, so much so that people go, oh, forget it, I'm going to go to GeoCities. Forget that. Squarespace.com. It's so easy. You can make great sites, unique sites, in just a couple of clicks of the mouse. If you know CSS or JavaScript, you can do more, of course. I mean, there's the sky's the limit. It's, you know, the best way to do this is to try it free right now. They're very smart. They give you 2 weeks of everything free. No watermark saying this is not a paid site or anything. It's just exactly the full Squarespace experience. So go to squarespace.com and click that try it free button, the green try it free button.
And the thing is you can just go in there and start building a site. I mean, it's WYSIWYG. You just sit there and drag things, move things around, make adjustments. They've got great little tutorials on how to do it. And so when I think about a new site that I want to build, I just go up to Squarespace, I create a new account, and just kind of play with it. You know, just kind of noodle about with it.
Well, you told me you went into a restaurant, they didn't have a website, so you made them one.
Yeah, let me build you one.
You're eating the rice bowl, and you go, here, I got a site for you. Go. Yeah. that's really
I had it almost done by the time it showed up.
Well, and the neat thing is, then you can hand them the password and just say, hey, it's yours.
All you got to do is, you know, point your, you know.
Right. Well, now if you do that, I want you to say one more thing, which is give them the offer code. When you buy, if you use, and we have a special offer code for our shows today, CES1. CES and the number one. You'll get 30% off your new account for the first 3 months. So that's a good deal. 30% off for the first 3 months, but you've got to use the offer code CES1. So go to squarespace.com, try it. You could try it for 2 weeks and then use the offer code. Don't feel like you have to use it while we're at CES. You can use it anytime. There's an Android app now, which means, you know, they have the great iPad app, the iPhone app. They also have an Android app, which means you can post, you can check stats, you can modify moderate comments. They've got great help 24/7. It really is a great service.
And it's amazing. We send requests or other things, and it just, boom, right back.
Well, that's because you're you.
No. I mean, they don't know who I am. They're sending. Really? Like, we have people in our company asking questions, and they're asking. It's great.
I love having great sponsors like Squarespace, where you can really say, you know, they really are great. It really is.
It actually works.
It's crazy. Squarespace.com. Remember the offer code. Write it down. Put it on a post-it note next to the screen so that when you do sign up, you can get that 30% off. CES1. We are at CES 2012 is where we are, covering the Consumer Electronics Show. Dick DiBartolo is a longtime observer of the consumer electronics scene.
Yes, I am.
I just love seeing you in person. You're so flesh-colored. Would you put that microphone right up to
your mouth? Yes, I will, Leo. Well, let me see. I get a little higher.
When did you get in yesterday?
I got in Sunday night.
First of all, and if you watch the Daily Gizwiz, my apologies, because this is going to be a little bit of a repeat, but he's wearing his Wim watch.
Yeah, my Wim watch.
Can I see the Wim watch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you win a lot?
This is an Android. It's a prototype.
Right, exactly.
They aren't yet selling it, but they've distributed it to developers so developers can use it. You know what? That's not as big and bulky as I thought it was.
Oh, no.
It's about the size of an iPod Nano watch.
Yeah, exactly. And then use your finger push up on the screen.
But this is a little different because it ties to your Android phone.
Did it go up? And then side to side.
No,
push up, get the watch out of the way.
So this is like a Nano. These are apps.
Yeah,
Also, you'll get the app on your Android phone, and then when the phone rings, for instance, it'll do the caller ID on your watch.
Right.
Stuff like that. That's pretty cool. It's a nice display.
They send messages like, you know, today they sent their 130,000 people here, and the cab line is that.
That's really
stuff
cool.
Like that. Yeah, pretty
so
neat.
This is not yet available for sale. Are they here?
They're in a suite.
Okay.
And they sell a developer's kit, which is the watch.
This is the developer's kit.
But it's $299.
Well, it's a little pricey.
Yeah.
But if you're a developer, it's not pricey at all. Well, good. All right, I'm going to give you your watch back, and you're going to show us some of the stuff. I guess the way we should do this, Hilton, you want to get close-ups? Dick, you know how to do it. You're a hand model.
Yeah,
you do ABC World
exactly,
News now.
Exactly.
You know how to do this.
Right. Now, so this is from Nuatech. We've had a lot
of
gadgets. Nuatech. Okay. So this is Power to You, and these are wall outlets that you just replace your current outlet, but it adds two USB ports.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we've been running around plugging things in so you can charge. But
Andy
now,
Markin sent me an email saying you're going to put these in every port in your hand. He's right. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I believe they're going to be $30.
How hard is that going to be to wire, though?
Oh, you know what?
Do you need an electrician to do it?
You know what? Haven't you ever replaced sockets yourself?
No, I'm afraid. Electricity scares me.
Yeah, no, it's only two wires.
It's just two wires.
Before you do it, you always say, electricity, I love you.
And then it doesn't bite?
It doesn't bite. Also, shut the fuse helps a lot.
Throw the breaker so that there's no juice coming to that. That's cool. Okay. I would love to have USB ports. You know what? Hotels should put every hotel.
Just
put these in everywhere.
Yes.
So there you go. It's a plug with USB.
Yeah. Now this, coming in here and a guy says, you're going to love this. It's called Spare One. It's an emergency telephone.
Now, wait a minute, you put it behind glass, break glass in case of
kind of. It costs $30.
Okay.
If you don't need it, the battery lasts 15 years. If your phone dies and you know not anywhere, you stick your SIM card in it and you get 10 hours of talk time.
Oh, so if you have a SIM card.
And so you always know that if you have a SIM card and your phone breaks.
If you've lost your phone, you don't have your SIM card.
Not going to help you.
Yeah.
But as a backup
spare
phone.
Spare one. $30.
And 911 always works.
It always works.
It has to.
You know, it already says that. From Skosh. friends at Skosh. They make every kind of connector.
Yeah.
Bluetooth wireless mic for iPhone, iPod. And when you download their app, you can also use it to start and stop video.
So this is like you can just put it on like a lav.
Like exactly, right. Exactly. So you're doing video and you're using this for Bluetooth sound. And our final guy, I know you love Mophie.
Look at right. I got a Mophie case.
Mophie.
This is the Mophie Pro. Mophie.
Mophie.
Yeah. So these are battery cases because you can't take the battery out of an iPhone.
No.
So you put it in. Everybody here has. And I have two.
I have one.
Yeah, one at the hotel room, and then I'll just go home and I'll swap them.
Yep.
Yeah. So that way you get through the whole day and then some.
Yeah,
so what is that? So
this is actually just a 4,000 milliamp little power pack.
Oh, it's a little Mophie power pack.
Mophie power pack. And it's in the RED program, so some of the profits go toward AIDS research.
That's great. How much is that going to be?
The list price is $80. Okay. So it's
so that's pretty much the same cost as the Pro that we've got.
Yeah.
So that would charge anything if I have an Android phone.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't have it with me, but the Energizer. Remember the one I recommended on MacBook?
I bought that.
Energizer is releasing one later this year for $15.
Oh my gosh! Hey, Dick, that's it. Stay there because I want to bring up something that you're going to be very excited about. Do you remember the
food?
No. I get you some food.
No.
Remember the one laptop per child program?
Oh,
the XOPC.
Yes.
They're here with a tablet version of the XOPC.
Wow!
And the original plan of the XOPC was to make a $100 laptop.
Yes.
That you could distribute to third world nations. Kids could get them and get up to speed on technology. In a nation where they just didn't have the infrastructure. Well, they weren't able to make it for $100. This one they can, and we welcome Ed. Is it McInerney?
McNerney.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Are you from XO?
I'm with One Laptop Per Child.
Okay.
I'm the chief technology officer, and we're the guys.
Well, I bought the first OLPC when I bought the two for one deal.
That's great.
And I sent one to a kid, and then I had one, and then I got an email a couple of months ago saying, "Hey, we could use that other one if you wanted to send it." And so I sent it in.
That's great.
So two kids have OLPCs. What? Tell me a little bit before we go on to this new thing. How that program has worked. How many are out there in the field?
We've been really happy with how things have been moving along. We've actually been able to give 2.5 million laptops to kids in 42 countries around
Holy
the world,
cow.
25 different
great.
Languages. But it was because of people like you, because the first thing you have to do is get the manufacturing crank turning, get the factory running.
So that's how
that's
I bought one and
gave
one.
Did,
yep.
was got us off the ground and got it started.
I was so happy to do that. And I wanted to play with it because there's some very interesting things. First of all, it uses a very sophisticated mesh networking technology so that you don't have to have a lot of internet connections. They can internet connections. This one is crankable, which I think is so... Was the original OLPC crankable too?
Well, it sort of could be, but it used too much power. And so by going from an x86 to an ARM processor...
This is an ARM, all right.
And going to a tablet, you get the power down really low.
So you can crank it up.
Well, you can. I wouldn't recommend it, but unless you want to really...
Right,
bulk up a little bit.
Now, the original OLPC was kind of a small talk based system, had a sugar interface on top of it. I thought it was very innovative, very cool, easy for kids to use. In fact, in some ways, it was a precursor to the iPad. It was a very simple user interface that didn't get in the way. Are you still using that interface, or what are you doing now?
This ought to look pretty familiar to you.
Oh, it sure does.
We've really taken a lot of the stuff that we've learned from the laptop and move that forward, because the idea is to really focus on young children, educational opportunities, and give them the kind of tools that are really designed for that kind of environment.
I imagine that this would be... Can show it to the camera there.
Yeah.
There's a monitor a little bit over to your right so you can see what they're seeing.
There, a little better like
that. And so this sugar interface is really well suited to touch, it looks like.
It works really nicely. We've got all of the kind of activities that we put together in the past. We've got what we call a Wikipedia slice, which is an offline, because the kids are, as you said, often not on the internet. But we give them the resources that they would have. So they've got articles, research tools, a lot of information right there built into the tablet.
Are these stereo speakers?
Those are stereo speakers.
Nicer than my iPad.
And a stereo microphone input.
Input, good. USB, I see on there.
We've got USB.
I see something in the lid.
We'll get to that in a second. Tell me a little bit about the screen. What kind of screen are you putting on?
We have a couple of screen options for people. This screen is sort of a conventional kind of display, but LCD. We're also able to offer it with the dual mode Pixel Qi technology.
That's what I liked on the OLPC. It could kind of turn into a reader if you turned off the backlight.
That's right.
And would use much less power. And then you could, it was actually convertible. You could flip the lid around and it would be a tablet.
You could do that.
Yeah.
One of the things that we also do is use the tablet in experiments.
Look at that.
To do with stuff.
That's your voice.
This is a little acoustic. In case you didn't know, this was a noisy room.
Wow.
We have an acoustic oscilloscope, but the microphone jack is also a stereo microphone input, and it's also a DC sensor jack, so you can hook up a thermometer, an electrical sensor, a light sensor or something, and do experiments and collect data with it.
You could really do a whole school curriculum based around this device. And it is $100?
Well, it's not for sale yet unless somebody makes a big volume order like we talked
same
about.
Same way, you have to do that
one.
Same thing.
Got to get it off the ground in volume. We hope to be able to get down to that price point someday.
And because these things are in a rugged environment, it's a nice rubberized case. And I love the top on it. It's a little rubber case that goes on the top. Kids will like that, too. It keeps the...
Right.
Keeps
and
it clean.
And if you don't want to use that hand crank, you've got
look
another
at
cover that's a solar
I like
panel.
That.
Wow.
How long does it take to charge?
Well, this is a 4-watt solar panel, this size, and this runs about 2 watts of power on average. So you put this out for an hour in the sun. It's got a flat pack battery behind it. You charge that up for an hour, and then you take this, and the screws that hold it together, you see on the sides, are also electrical contacts.
Oh, man, this is nice.
That is right really
what a nice design. How elegant.
And you've got a solar charge battery pack that lets you run your tablet.
Ed, did you design this?
I'm one of a lot of people who did it. There's quite a group. We at OLPC, we work with a number of partners. The processor technology is from Marvell, their ARM processor. Fuse Project are our industrial designers that designed the original laptop, as well as this technology. And then we do the hardware and software engineering ourselves.
That's really,
that
really
is
great.
Really.
So are
excellent.
You actively looking for people? I mean, how are you going to bootstrap this project?
I mean, what we're going to do is continue to talk about what we do, show that we, you know, it's real, it's here, it's kind of ready to go.
Yeah.
And we're very interested either in a Ministry of Education, a big NGO, some donor organization, or even a commercial partner. We're a nonprofit. If somebody wanted to take this and do a commercial version to, you know, for sale in developed countries, that would help us not only get off the ground, but get volume up, get costs down, so that we can reduce the price for the children that we really try to serve.
How are you? Are you going to do the pairing of the? You know, I bought a pair as well of the original.
Great. You're a great team.
That's four right there.
Are you? Are you going to do that again with this, or are you looking at that?
Maybe. Never say never.
Right. Yeah.
We're not in the retail business. We're not necessarily very good at that.
Right.
But a lot of people keep asking us that question.
Mm-hmm. It's something that I was happy to do before. I'd be happy to do again. It was very easy for me to do.
It was something like was it $500 or something like that.
I don't remember what it was, but it was something like it was just.
It felt good
really,
to do it.
Yeah,
it,
really,
it was a very direct way to support it.
It was great to do it. For the people who did it because they wanted to help us, it was a success. At the time, some people did it because they wanted to get a cheap netbooks.
Oh, right. That was...
And that didn't work.
That was okay. It still worked.
It was kind of cool. I mean, it wasn't bad.
So, we'll see.
So, there's some great pictures. If you go to laptop.org, you can see great pictures of kids holding up their OLPCs. And these have held up pretty well in the field. They're reliable.
We've had them out there for 4.5 years now.
Do you still make them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. This isn't in production right now, but our laptops are. And, in fact, we're just doing a new version of our laptop that uses the same low-power ARM processor so that we can get the cost down and get the power consumption down.
Great.
I'm really excited about that.
And what are some of your largest countries that have adopted the
OLPC? Uruguay was actually the first country in the world to reach one laptop per child. Every kid in Uruguay.
Wow. You're kidding.
President Vasquez said,
great.
This is what we want to do. Make it happen.
Wow.
Peru, though, is actually now the largest. They have the advantage of having more kids than Uruguay does. So they're the largest deployment right now. And Rwanda is our biggest deployment now in Africa. And President Kagame has just been really committed to the program right from the beginning.
He's an incredible visionary. We're opening a media training center in a couple weeks in Kigali. And so they are hot to, you know, make sure that technology is in the middle of everything
that
they're doing there.
Yeah, here's a picture of a girls' school in Afghanistan. Traditionally, girls don't get educated in Afghanistan. These girls.
Actually, I just saw some photographs this morning. One of our software engineers is a woman from Karachi in Pakistan, and she was visiting visiting relatives and visited one of our schools in Pakistan and sent us some photos.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's just really, really great. Well, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you for coming by. And good luck. I hope you can get this developed. I would love this. To me, is an even more attractive, exciting package for kids. I think they would just flip their lids to get one of these.
Yeah. That's great.
Thanks, Ed. So nice to meet you. Thank you for the great work you're doing.
Thanks.
Really, really, really appreciate it. Again, laptop.org if you want to find out more, you want to donate. Do you sell? Can I buy an OLPC?
No. Nope.
Can't buy it.
Nope, buy it.
Got to be
probably the only product at this whole show.
You cannot. Don't try, kids. You can't buy it.
You cannot.
You had your chance.
Yeah. Thank you, Ed.
Take care. Thanks.
We appreciate it. We're going to get ready for TNT. It's coming up next. We got Tom Merritt, Sarah Lane, Iaz Akhtar, and I think we have some special guests as well who will be joining us. I think there are a few news stories to report from here. Thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it. Very, very cool. So, Dickie D, where are you going to next?
I'm going to roam the floor, and then I'm meeting up with Sarah Lane tonight.
Tonight you're going to be doing the weekly Daily Gizwiz
from Showstoppers.
Yeah, that'll
hope
be
I can get in.
You know, Stephen Leon sent me a note saying, don't worry, you'll be able to get in. So I think we'll be able to get in.
Yeah, so watch us tonight.
I won't
to
be there.
Live.
The reason that I'm not there is Ford invited me to a roundtable with Alan Mulally. Dinner to talk about Ford's plans for the future and to get our feedback as to what Ford's been doing with its cars.
That's very
exciting. I feel
exciting.
Very privileged to be asked, so yeah. I kind of had to say yes, and I'm glad I did.
Well, I ran into him in the hall, and I said, would you ask Leo?
God, poor Leo's just his self-esteem's in the pits.
Yes, exactly.
Nobody will let him in.
I said, don't invite a lot of people. Make them feel special.
I am going to, in fact, we have to take off because in half an hour I have a date to meet Alan at the Ford booth, and we're going to take a look at the 2013, the new Fusion. That's the one I decided now. I wanted the Focus, now I want the Fusion. I can't wait. Thank you, Dick. Have a great...
Thank you. I'll see you
I'll
later.
See, I'm sure...
I'll be back.
Yeah, come back. You'll have found more crap by then.
Okay.
All right. Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, the host of the weekly Daily Gizwiz, and... we'll be doing the weekly Daily Gizwiz tonight live. Almost everything we do is live. The Ford interview will not, because I'm going to do it at the same time the TNT is going on. So we'll record that and we'll play it back a little later. Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap up here? I see Tom Merritt's there. Sarah Lane, Iaz is here. I guess not.
No.
Let's wrap her up. Thank you all for being here, and we continue with the continued coverage, wall-to-wall coverage, now through Friday of CES 2010. If you want to, or 2010, what year am I in? 2012. If you want to see a thumbnail of our schedule, we have posted it on our blog, inside.twit.tv. Inside, let me type it in here, inside.twit.tv. And everything that we're going to do minute by minute is there on the
Are you doing much with Google Plus?
Love Google Plus.
I'm starting to post. I'm posting all of my stuff this year, all my little videos and still images, all on my Google Plus page.
Oh, that's actually a good
idea. I've kind of moved on.
I'm putting it on my blog.
I think I'm afraid. I think I've turned the corner where I think that Google Plus is going to be my new blog.
Well, you won't be alone. Mike Elgin and others have done that.
I'm just kind of like done.
You get all the engagement. It really is active. And you can cross-post to Twitter and Facebook, so it's not like you're... leaving the rest of the world out.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We're going to get that Merritt guy over here. I'm going to take off, and I'll see you. I guess I'll be back tonight. 4 o'clock, we're doing triangulation. Bree Pettis is going to join us. Bree is with MakerBot Industries, and they have a brand new 3D MakerBot, a 3D replicator to show us. That should be a lot of fun. That's coming up at right after TNT, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here at twit.tv. All the shows will be turned into specials. If you have not yet subscribed to our Twit specials feed, you can do that on YouTube, youtube.com/twit, or you can do it, probably better to do it in your local podcatcher, because you can have audio and video versions, a variety of video versions available there. Thanks, everybody.